Welcome to Red's Barbershop, the place to hang out and talk about hoops. This episode of Red's Barbershop is brought to you by our sponsors, Third Eye Consulting and Coastal Plains Insurance of the Lowcountry. Now, hop in the chair because here are your hosts, Justin Jarrett and Tony Red Bruin.
All right, Hoops fans, welcome back to Red's Barbershop. We got a couple of guys who clearly do not need a haircut here to talk a little bit of hoops. And we got another one of Tony's old friends stepping into the barbershop with your old pal from Syracuse, who's now the Lady Orange.
Felicia LeGette-Jack. We go back. That was my favorite women's team. They came in right after I had went to Europe a couple of years and came back. And I was in Syracuse, and I think I went to every one of their home games. I was close with Felicia's roommate, and we got to hang out a lot. And I almost had like almost doing a documentary just watching them. You know, I used to watch the philosophy that she played with, and how she just led that team through pure will and nonstop energy. And I always knew she was going to be a coach one day because she just had that effect on people. She played so hard; she made the people around her play twice as hard. So I was just so happy for her. You know, she had a she was at Hofstra at Indiana, and I think she just is coming off a 10-year stint at Buffalo, where she's been really successful, which leapfrogged her back here to Syracuse, made the NCAA four times, you know, and just finished winning the MAC conference. So at that point, it was time to bring her home. You know, it was just we needed her, and she was just doing too well to let anybody else have her, man.
And as she said, God's timing was right to bring her home. And exactly. She spoke pretty eloquently about that. And she gave us a little tour of the digs, too.
Yes, she will. She will. You'll enjoy that, getting to see the Mellow Center. And if you think that's beautiful, she just gave us a little tip that we're getting ready to invest some more money into Old Manly Fieldhouse and building that up some. So it's just trying, like I said, to keep up with the Joneses. We're in the ACC now. We don't want to be a middle of the league team. We want to be right up there with Duke and North Carolina all the time, if not on top of them. So, you know, to be with the best, you got to have the best to attract the best. And I think that's where Felicia wants to take it, both women's and men, you know, along with the men's team.
You can definitely see it within her. She's a dynamic leader. So let's get into it. Let's throw it over to our conversation, starting in an unusual place and going all over the place. But good stuff with Coach Jack coming up next.
Definitely. I'm excited. Here we go.
This episode of Red's Barbershop is presented by Third Eye Consulting LLC and Coastal Plains Insurance of the Lowcountry. Our friend Peter Haber and Third Eye Consulting have a proven track record of providing homeowners associations, condo boards, landlords, and property owners with solutions that actually work. Peter has a proven track record of positive results and dedication to his clients' needs. Visit him today at thirdeyeconsultingllc.com and tell him you heard about him at Red's Barbershop. And our friend Mark McDonald and Coastal Plains Insurance of the Lowcountry provide an independent insurance agency serving the coastal communities of South Carolina, not only with great coverage at the best rates, but also by giving back to the community. For all your insurance needs in coastal South Carolina, visit Coastal Plains Insurance of the Lowcountry at cpilowcountry.com and tell them their name came up at Red's Barbershop.
Welcome to Red's Barbershop. Alicia LeGette-Jack, Coach Jack, Syracuse legend. I am the non-Syracuse person here. I'm just a dude in South Carolina who's buddies with Red, who happened to figure out how to make podcasts. So
He's a big time sports guy. Don't let him downplay yourself.
But I know enough to know that you are a legend in Syracuse and that your homecoming, you know, to bring this Orange program back to life is, you know, really a cool thing there. And people are excited about what you've gone on and done elsewhere and now coming back home. So that's something that resonates with me, just the idea of coming back to that place. And you know, you've gone out and done it, but now you want to come back to that special place and do it here. So, you know, tell me about what that's been like, that experience and the reception that you've had coming back home.
Well, first I want to thank Tony for, you know, staying with me. I know we've been trying missing each other because it's a journey. You know, we're on a journey for sure. It's a personal journey. You know, it's me coming home. You know, this is not just
Can you catch those guys?
This is where I'm from. You know, this is where I really, you know, got my confidence in this city. And I'm hoping that we can do it again. But, you know, Tony, thank you for allowing us to tell us.
Thank you. Thank you for sticking with us. I know it's been a journey trying to get everybody's schedules connected and everything like that. But I've been pushing for you, and I'm so excited that, you know, for what you're doing. I mean, I don't know if everybody knows, we go way back. And, you know, I used to follow your team and, you know, with Angie and Danine and all that. That was one of my all-time favorite women's team in Sweet V.
Yeah.
I used to have trained some of them when they were like a little depressed on how their game was going. They would call me like, what am I doing wrong? Try to help Big Angie with her rebounding and stuff like that. So you guys was all my favorite team. And I mean, of course, watching you guys, there was nobody that played harder than you. I mean, JJ, Felicia was the type of player that if you were on the court with her, you couldn't help but elevate your game because of the, I mean, she dove after every loose ball. I mean, everything was a hustle play with her. I mean, it, you know, anybody that was on the court brought their game up at least 2 to 3 times harder because, you know, she played so hard, you would feel bad if you didn't at least try to, like, somewhat match it. You couldn't match it, but if you didn't, like, at least try to meet her, like, you know, a third of the way or something.
Just try not to be embarrassed, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This game is a microcosm of life, you know. Mm-hmm. How you attack the game is going to be how you attack the rest of your life. And, you know, I learned that as a, at a young age. And it's what my mindset is has always been at age 55. And, you know, we play this game for keeps. And, I was a coach that was fired at Indiana and revamped myself at Buffalo for 10 years and got real comfortable there. Loved that city, loved what we built over there. And then I saw that my university women's basketball program was in trouble and got an opportunity to come back home. It's personal, you know, and a lot of people have been saying they want me to come back and they can't, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be here. And I'm look in the stands and make certain they're all there, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't understand what took so long because it just seemed like it was a no-brainer, especially with the success you was having at Buffalo. I mean, you took them like, what, 4 NCAA appearances. I mean, you won the MAC conference. I mean, you were successful everywhere you went. It's just, you know, you got a hometown hero and you're looking for a coach. I just, you know, what else are they trying to put a square peg in a round hole or something? I don't know what the delay was, but I'm just glad they got it done, you know?
It was God's time, you know? It's just, it wasn't right when it when everybody wanted it. It was perfect for when it did, you know? Gave us an opportunity to win another MAC championship, to go to the NCAA and challenge Tennessee on their court to the last 7 minutes of the game. And so to give us that little bit more culture, that little bit more history for our program. To extend that lead a little bit more for the person that comes next. But, you know, I'm excited now. You know, I love what John Wildhack has done here. I love that he has saw women. What we are, our equality is evident here in his eyes. And the raised numbers in the rafters that just that did the work, not necessarily male or female, but who did the work. And I am so honored to be a member of his staff. And I hope that we just kind of continue to grow up. But my whole point I'm making is the people that wanted me to come here, they got to support. You know, that want it. And then I'm here now.
They need to fill it up. They need to fill it up. Yes, I mean, are the expectations? I see that you brought a few Buffalo players over and you've been out on the recruiting trail real hard and some transfers and stuff. Are you looking to compete in the ACC? Like for a championship right away? Or are you looking? Are you telling everybody it's going to be a building process? What's the process that you're telling people to expect?
Come on, Tony.
I just got to know. You know, I know Syracuse. They don't give you much patience.
No, I ain't got no patience either.
You know, I know you.
Yeah, we're gonna play jacks. I'm trying to win in the game of jacks, and I don't even know how to play jacks. We're gonna put the ball in the air.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, we trying to get it done right away. You know, we don't have time. It's my 34th year coming up in the business, and I haven't won a national championship yet. We're going to learn lessons, and I'm not going to lose my humility through this process. Right. But I know that, you know, no matter what expectation John Wildhack and the university or the community have for me, it won't be an expectation I have for myself. I'm a winner. I want to win.
Right. I mean, you've been successful everywhere you've been, so there's no – there's no reason not to expect that to happen now, especially, you know, you coming to your hometown, you know how things work. You definitely know how to recruit and get it done. So I'm excited. I don't know. Can I ask you to come play Dawn Stanley down here so I can come see you play Carolina or something?
We played them twice already. She got us twice. We beat us in the Bahamas. It was a good game all the way to the end. And We lost. We're down 5 with the ball, you know, in an NCAA tournament in the Sweet 16, and just too talented. Now, you know, at this level, I can match talent. You know, I think coach pretty well. Got a great staff. My entire staff came with me from Buffalo, and I hired a young lady you might know, Sue Ludwig.
Oh yeah, I know. You know Sue, one of my favorite players, man. One of the smartest point guards I've seen. You know.
Yeah.
He made the right play. You know.
31 years, the winningest coach in the state of New York in high school. And that's going to transcend over to her alma mater. So it's personal for all of us right now. Mm-hmm. And you know, Dawn is great. And right now, oh, I think we're 2-1 because my kid that transferred and my kid went out of the year, she came back. I'm an orange woman. Let me say
I know you bleed orange. You always have. Speaking of that, I'm kind of jealous because, you know, I was doing my homework and everything because I knew I was going to have the luxury and the pleasure of talking to you tonight. I didn't know you still was in the top 10 for scoring and rebounding. I'm so far down the line now, you probably can't even find my name, but you're still there.
Well, you understand, I'm close to the record books. I can change them at night. Work me at 9, 10 o'clock at night. You ain't got to know what I'm doing.
She doesn't even have to do it. She just got to tell the SID to do it. She's got reliability. I used to be an SID. I know what's up.
I think that's legit, man. She got almost 1,000 rebounds. You don't get that by accident, JJ. At least she used to knock him out the way, man. I was there.
I was never a great player. I just know that, you know, if I zip it down and put it in and zip it up, my heart.
Yeah.
You can't ever outwork.
I remember times you going back, miss a shot once, go almost like Moses Malone. I think he was padding your stats now that I think about it. But you go back up 3 or 4 times till you put it in. You just wouldn't let nobody out hustle you, man. And that was, you know, you just don't find that these days, you know.
You know,
and I'm sure you instill that in your players too.
You know, we don't ever talk about us and me and what we do as I play. I always play because I want to tell my mother's story, who always went to college. I tell my players, let's not play to beat and win at Syracuse. Let's play to seize the crowd and tell our story. Our individual stories are so impactful and so important. Being raised, you know, your mom raised you, Tony, and I've been to your home. I mean, if we play for the people that did and not think about what we're going to do, it's easy to be great. Yeah. Win easy when your story's in the balance. And let's talk about, you know, at Buffalo for the last 10 years. That's what we're going to bring here. Let's not try to win.
I'm so glad following you, man. It just seemed like you're always such a tight-knit family at Buffalo. And I always would say I would love for Syracuse to be like that because, I mean, I only get up there 2 or 3 times tops a year. But the word was it just didn't have that family feel there, that connect. You know, it was like all business and kind of stressful. And the one thing that you bring is, you know, you bring those motherly stories and that fun feel. You know, it's a business, but, you know, it's still basketball and it's got to be fun. And you always did that with your players, man. You know, like they were your kids, and you know, you gotta love that, and especially somebody that's right from there. What to tell them, where to be, you know, and what to do. And I mean, you know, they I don't even know if your players know how lucky they are to have you. You know, somebody that's been through it all and knows and can steer them to look at other opportunities down the line and stuff. You know, other than basketball, and you have the credentials if they have the talent to get them in the WNBA and stuff. So. I mean, I'm just excited that you're there, and I'm going to make some extra plays to Syracuse, though.
Let's go.
You know I'm going to be there.
You know, we have to. We're not. I'm not excited if I'm winning and our lacrosse is in. I'm not excited if football is down and we're up. We're here to create a dynasty. In order to create a dynasty, we all have to win. And our motto is our family versus their team. We're not a family, then. We have nothing. That's what my mom always taught us. Five kids and my mom, man, and she's like, I don't care how poor we are. If we have each other, we're rich.
Exactly.
And I bring that philosophy as a coach, and I bring that back home to Syracuse. And I sense family when I got here. You know, let me come in his office. We sat for half an hour. Everybody's like, how'd you sit in his office for this whole? I just sat there and we chatted, and I treated the human, and he treated me back with respect. And I just think that's what people need to, you know. People have this facade that isn't a connectedness because they've got this own thing in their minds. But you know, walking down those hallways and everybody's laughing and having a good time. You got to back here, Tony, man. It's something brewing is in the air.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's got something to do with your brewing last name.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. Hey, how's Coach B treating you, speaking of brewing and the last name and the family and all that? I know you said you was going somewhere with him. I hope you got a chance to tell him he's going to be on the show. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Who's that? Coach Boeheim?
Coach Boeheim, yeah.
Oh, he's awesome. You know, yeah. I told him, like, you know, because he didn't come go to ACC meeting. I was like, you got to go do this little speaking engagement. I said, I'm taking you. He said, you get in the car with me. I was like, I ain't getting in the car with you. But I'll make it certain you come. But
yeah, I'll be behind you.
You better not.
People don't understand.
You better not get in the car with him, because the night he was supposed to come on with us, he took some painkillers from a medical thing, and he zonked out and ghosted us.
That shows you what type of guy he was. He missed the first shoot that we were supposed to have. Uh-huh. And then we was going to reschedule for maybe a week later because his assistant told us he was sick. But he insisted on doing it the next day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Coach Beheim since I was 16, 15 years old. Too. And I could tell that he wasn't feeling well, but he still did it.
He was a soldier.
He's a man of his word. And everybody comes, when is he going to retire? He should never retire. You talking to that guy about basketball? Mm-hmm. Get ready to learn. I am so blessed. Just watching him out there. I am learning and growing just by being in his presence.
That's great, man. That's so great. Yeah. Hey, I feel so happy for him. I mean, right now, I think he's in New York right now, hoping that maybe his son gets drafted or second round or, you know, something down at the draft or something. So, I mean, I never would have thought, you know, when I was playing for him that he was going to have some all Big East sons. You know, it's just – life is just crazy. You never know, man. But, you know, I really feel good that he got his blessing, you know.
Yeah, to God be the glory.
I know he's got to be proud of his boys. You know, that's crazy, you know. Yeah.
Well, hey, I got a connection. We got another Bluffton connection up in Syracuse now. One of our Loco Sports interns is she just finished her freshman year, and she works for the athletics department creating content. So Brooke Simons, be on the lookout for Brooke Simons. From Hilton Head, out there doing your photo and video shoots for Syracuse Athletics.
Okay.
It was my first high school intern.
Oh, wow. I'm telling you, it's a small world. Matter of fact, speaking of small worlds, one of my guests that I'm going to have, I have Matt Doherty. Is it Monday we have Matt?
Monday night.
I think Monday night we got Matt Doherty, Fleet, and then Jim Hart is going to come on.
Oh, okay.
City Rocks, yeah. That's going to be a funny one. You don't want to miss that one. Jim is crazy.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. Yeah.
His programs are really taking off, you know. I mean, he helps put kids in college, and that's what it's all about. You know?
Yeah, he's doing a great job with that. But I'm going to lean over to that creative content person. I tell you, that's the way of sport right now, our story in a more colorful way. And that's why we raise money for our program to create that position here, because we don't have that position. And we have a person in our sports information person, and it's Olivia. And we call her Liv, and she does a tremendous job, but she has to do so many different things.
Right.
Man, I tell you, we got some great ideas, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Syracuse got snow and it's cold and it's cloudy.
Yeah, we got, you know, it's not like you're outside all the time.
You know what I want to do? I want to hoop outside the dome. In the snow, I want us to shoot hoops in the dome. In the snow. If you make the shot, then make feet down closer. Let's embrace
it. Yeah, have some fun with that. I mean, that's what Syracuse is, you know. I mean, you got to go with it, man.
It
didn't bother Derek Coleman. It didn't bother Pearl. It didn't bother Felicia Leggett.
Or Tony Bruin.
we got to turn that into a plus some kind of way, you know.
Oh, no. That's what we did at Buffalo. Race the cold.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's probably has way more snow than we do, dude. That's what I heard anyway.
More snow here. It gets a little colder there, but I love when they try to, you know, talk bad about our weather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
70 degrees in the dome every day.
Yeah. They gotta find something to try to out-recruit you with.
Yeah.
Football and basketball season.
Yeah.
I love it.
So who do you guys open up with when the season starts? Do you know already, or is it too early?
My assistant coach knows all that stuff, man. Okay. I sign off on the schedule, but I don't care. Like, I just play, man.
Okay. As soon as I get it, I'm going to be posting everything. I'm going to try to get everybody. I'm trying to get a pipeline from Carolina down there, man.
We have really, really did a solid job within the state of New York. We got a great kid from Albany who can transfer from Kentucky, Lydia Owens. We got the fourth leading scorer in the country from Rochester and De'Asia Fair. We got a kid out of Buffalo named Kyra. She transferred. Temple. We got another kid from Rochester, Sanaya. Wilson, and we got local kids that are all around. And so what's going to happen is they better find out the schedule, because you may not find a seat.
That's a good thing, though. That's what we want, man.
We get ready to turn this thing up, and everybody's like, well, they got 10,000 fans for a women's game. We got a men's game. I'm like, well, how many fans ever came to a men's game?
Yeah.
They 35,000. So why can't 35,000
in the dome? Yeah, exactly.
All you can do is fall short, but I don't want to 10 and then fall short and get 5. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about this place. And
And I know Coach B would be happy to help you with that too. You know, this much potential there, man. Definitely.
Look at this place, man. Come on now.
Wow. Look at that, JJ.
We may be like violating some kind of recruiting violations here.
By they see that. We also they want to go.
Right? We got to make sure compliance is okay with this.
Hey, this is what she used to look like.
They go Sweet V. Vera Jones.
This is Felicia. This is me.
Yeah,
that's her. That's Coach Jack.
Yeah, they go to Jack right there. That rebound.
Sweet B ain't trying to rebound. All she's trying to do is get the ball. Me to rebound.
Shoot.
Yeah. So
wow.
Batting the rafters there.
Yeah. That's sweet, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back up there. Yeah.
God, come on, man. Come on, man. We got. I'm walking you guys around. It's a podcast. So I have to be standing in my chair. This is what we got to show, man. This is what we're talking about right here.
We're about to give you full screen.
Look at that, Coach.
Look at that, man. Come on.
Yeah. It don't get any much better than that.
That's what we do. That's why you play the game.
And the ACC, wow. You know, why would you want to go any other place, man?
I tell you what. Here's in order to watch some film, you can watch it in the office, but this is women's basketball area here. Our film in here.
Wow. Yeah. We didn't have that when I was there. I'm really jealous now. Oh my God.
We didn't have it when I was here either.
College classes rooms, you know?
Isn't that crazy?
JJ, do you see that, man?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get us the right setup over here so we can see everything. But
that's amazing. Man, I am so proud of you, man.
I'm so excited about being a part of this thing. You want me to take them downstairs and show them your stuff, Tony?
Nah, I don't want to hurt him right now. This is all about the Felicia Leggett show.
No,
right?
It ain't never going to be about me. That's why it becomes about me. It's about us. It's about what everybody done in the past. I'm going to get locked out, guys. So, I'm going to take you down here as we keep talking. Okay. I'm going to take you down in the area where everybody did it already. Maybe we can build it to the point where we can get a Derek Coleman, Sherman Douglas, that's another Sue Lovick here,
I'm supposed to have Derek too. I gotta lock him into a time, but he's already committed to come on too. So I gotta get us SU guys on here. We're gonna have an SU flavor with it no matter what, Look at that, you got all that Syracuse gear, man. I might have to shoot you some of my sizes now. Hello?
Uh-oh, we may be losing coaches.
We might be losing you if you're going downstairs somewhere or something.
Coach, I think we're losing your signal.
Okay, I can see you.
There we go.
You're back.
You're back now.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Where are we at now, Coach?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What part of the building are we at now?
The Mello Center.
Okay, this is the Carmelo Center.
Yep. Oh, nice.
Wow. Look at that.
This is what I walk into every day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's
inspiring.
Listen,
if that don't inspire you, I don't know what will.
Come on, man. This is where it's at. I'm telling you, I got to get better because I want to be able to put something on this wall here.
Right. Well, they got some space for you all set up.
And this crazy.
Trying to get that Coach Jack Center.
Exactly.
Way to go. And I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to work every day to hopefully one day where we can –
Oh, you're going to get there. There's no doubt about that, man.
Yeah.
You've been successful everywhere, and you home now? Forget about it, man.
I'll tell you, I'm so excited. It's already great here, as you can see. Mm-hmm. But they're getting ready to put $140 million in this building.
Wow.
Don Lally. It's not Manley Fieldhouse anymore, Tony. It's the Don Lally Center.
Wow.
Now, this area, the front of Manley, is already closed off. because they already broke ground, and it's $40 million worth of work is going to go in this area right here.
We're not playing around, huh?
We're not playing around, man. I'm trying to. I got to get in shape. Right? We got
Duke, North Carolina, get ready. You're not gonna know what hit them.
That's why I said, you know, we don't just do this. We got to earn it, and our goal is every day. Exactly. Not take it for granted. It was no bad timing. There's no, you know, I should have. I'm lucky to be here, and I'm gonna work every day, earn the right to be here. So,
God bless you.
So.
All right. Okay. We appreciate everything you've done. Thank you for the tour. I know you got another show to go on.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. And thank you for doing it. And you got some big supporters right here. Any superstar girls I see, I'm going to be calling you about. And just the best of luck, Felicia. And I'm so proud of you, man.
I'm proud of you too, Tony.
You know, I already know the stuff you're going to be doing in the community along with basketball. And it's just, I'm happy for the Orange family that you know you're here.
It's going to be days when I'm not going to be great. I expect you to give me a call and jump on.
You know, I'll text you with something. I'll have Big Angie call you.
I got big shoulders. I can handle it.
Yeah, you got them.
Don't let me fail, and you know it.
I will be happy to, man. I will be happy to.
The Orange Village is strong, so help me be successful.
I'm going to be down there. I'm going to start booking some flights as soon as I get that schedule, you know.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you.
Best of luck, and go Orange. Look out for Brooke Simons.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Philly. Talk to you.
God bless you. Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah. So very cool to see you reconnect with an old friend who's at Syracuse and to get the tour. Didn't expect that. That was
so nice of her, man. I mean, they got the Mellow Center going, and they're getting ready to build up some the old Manly Field House. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I guess, you know, to be in the ACC, you got to keep constantly striving to be top notch. You know, that's about as close to professional status as you can get. So if you want to attract the best, you got to have the best facilities and everything, too, you know.
Yeah, we got to see a little bit of that college athletics arms race.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely advanced a long way since your days.
Yeah. I thought we had it going on. That just blew me away, man. Wow.
All right, man. Well, good times. Always fun connecting with your old friends from Syracuse. And, you know, every episode I become a little bit more of a Syracuse fan, I think.
I appreciate that. But I'm going to make a switch up now. We're going to come back down south some. I got Matt Doherty. Well, Matt Doherty is from New York, but he went to North Carolina, as you know, and he's going to be our next guest. And, I mean, we're just rolling here. We got the Michael Graham coming out. We just had Felicia going to be following up behind that. And, like you said, Monday we've got Matt Doherty from play at North Carolina and coach at Notre Dame and North Carolina, and I think Southern Methodist University as well. So he's done some great things, and he can probably lay some good knowledge on us and stories and stuff like that. So I'm excited for that.
You played with a guy who was pretty good at North Carolina, so he's probably got some pretty good stories.
Yeah, I know he's got some Jordan stories. I mean, you can't that guy's got it. You know, you can't play with him and not have some stories.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, Rad. Well, we're looking forward to it. But for now, it's time to sweep up and turn out the lights.
Yep,
we'll see you next time.
All right, JJ. Good show, bud.